You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today on the God Pod.
That was an old Tumblr post that you made.
Old Tumblr, yeah. Oh my gosh, Satan's Tumblr was beautiful.
Lit.
It was lit. It was all photos of Dylan O'Brien smiling.
To be fair, everything you do, Satan, is quite lit. You don't know about drugs, Karl Marx. You don't even know what cocaine is, Karl Marx. Why don't you go have a seat over there with Madison Cawthorn?
Religion is the side of the oppressed. Try living through the 80s, Karl Marx. Okay?
Try going on tour with Guns N' Roses, okay? I was called Gollum growing up, so.
You what?
So you avoided it?
Who called you Gollum? See yourself? The Greek world, they called you a Gollum?
And I took it as a term of endearment. Really skinny, big eyes, white skin.
Okay.
A little annoying, always looking for jewelry.
Hi, everyone. God here. You're listening to the God Pod. I'm here today with my pals, Satan and Psyche.
Hey. Hello, hello, hello.
Give it to me.
Mariah Carey. Hello.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
I was just saying a lot of M's. So I...
Is Mariah friends with the devil?
Oh, big fan. How do you think she got that voice?
Really?
Wait, you think people normally are born with that voice? No.
That's the voice of Satan.
That's the voice of Satan. People say that's the voice of God. I say, yeah, right. That's the voice of Satan.
You can't write hits like All I Want for Christmas Is You without a little help from Satan.
What a jam. What a jam. Do you ever find yourself listening to that song, you know, when it's not Christmas?
Right.
Never.
Anyone?
Not once.
No.
Do you, okay. Psyche?
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
And does
it
hit?
Puts me in a good mood. It gets me excited. Yeah. It gets me, like, you know, riled up, you know?
Right. Gets the people going.
It's definitely Satan's favorite song. So, I mean, Cupid's favorite song. Cupid's. No, it's Cupid's favorite song.
Uh-oh.
Freudian slip.
Uh-oh.
I found myself listening to that song when it was confirmed that Trump had lost the election.
That's good.
I don't know. I saw people online doing it, and I was like, it was also close to Christmas.
See, my song when Trump lost was Party in the USA.
Ooh, Miley, that's great.
Nonstop Miley Cyrus.
That was a big loss.
I knew
loss
she
for
was
you
happy
when Trump lost.
Huge loss, a huge loss, but at the same time, a huge win, because as you guys can see, tomfoolery continues.
Yeah, no matter what you do, you win, Satan. I got to hand it to you. But let's get to our top story today, because it's about Satan taking another L. Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed as the first black woman to sit on the Supreme Court.
Clapping it up.
Woo!
It was a beautiful moment.
Yes.
And yeah, there's now a black woman on the Supreme Court. It doesn't change the math, unfortunately.
No.
Because the Republicans still have the advantage there.
But so exciting.
It was a nice moment. Big thanks go out to everybody that made this happen.
Yeah.
It's good. God is happy.
Congrats.
God is happy.
Stacey Abrams has a special place in heaven.
Now, Satan, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, you must be so pissed, Satan.
I'm the king of evil, not the king of racism, okay?
Oh. Isn't that the same thing?
Racism is evil, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Just because A equals B does not necessarily mean that the transitive property is true, that B equals A.
I like, you know what, Satan? I like putting you under... the pressure cooker and seeing the way that you dodge all these bullets.
Tomfoolery continues.
You know, Satan likes these tests. So that
but
was
yeah,
that
I'm
was
fucking
wonderful.
Pissed. It pissed. Should have been Mark Cuban.
What?
I was really pushed. Not what anything wrong with Ketanji Brown Jackson. I wanted Mark Cuban to be on the nine.
Did you watch Shark Tank last night? Are you all riled up?
Yeah,
Shark
Tank? Binging, and he's so decisive.
It's the Supreme Court, not the Shark Court.
Oh, that was a good one, God. You think of that one? Where'd you come up with that one?
I like being cringe. All right. Well, it was quite a thing. And then there was a standing ovation in the Senate. And the vote should have been 100-0, but it wasn't. It was like 53-47. And right. Then a bunch of Republicans walked out angrily, petulantly. Children.
So stupid. It's like, my God, at this point, it's why? Why? Yeah, who cares? Aren't we all adults? Like, wasn't that something that we learned in school when we were kids? Even if you don't like agree, you sit there and you just, you know, you sit in the circle, you know, and do all the like
it's
cute little games.
The white nationalist evil signaling never stops. You like yeah. that, Satan? Evil signaling? That's the opposite of virtue signaling.
Mm, I like that.
Interesting.
Right?
You've been reading my blog.
Is that what it is?
Yep. Yep. I never miss a post. Sometimes yeah. I just sit there hitting refresh, you know? I'm like, what the fuck? Why hasn't Satan posted it today?
Well, yeah. And I had a huge blog post about when evil becomes merely evil signaling. And it's kind of the difference of doing evil and signaling that you like evil, you know?
Right. For points. Like, for
doing
evil
evils.
Points.
Doing evil. Doing
evil. Doing evil.
You know, oh, yeah, they do evil. That. That's what the whole confirmation process was, basically. It was just these pathetic senators, Republican senators that no one likes, like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, and they were just trying to get attention and stuff.
But the sad thing is like it kind of works, right? Because we're talking about it.
Tomfoolery continues.
Well, but you know, we're talking about it, and like,
don't you think that's what they want?
But we're accurately exposing what.
That's true.
Bullshit.
That's true.
Artists, they are. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
True. Somebody should get real mad and do something.
If we ignore you and your minions, do you go
Tomfoolery
away?
Tomfoolery continues.
Do you go away if you're ignored, or do you? What do you hate more, when people ignore you or when they talk about what you do and expose your lies?
This is a good question, because both don't affect me, really.
Fuck! The divine truth.
If you ignore me, the problem grows. If you try to take me on by talking about me, you ain't doing nothing.
The problem grows.
You ain't doing nothing against me.
Yeah, you can't.
You gotta start
stupid.
Aiming for something else, y'all.
Damn. Maybe focusing on the positive.
I think that I'm the kind of personality where I would rather people talk ill of me than not talk about me.
Right.
Because at least they're talking.
All publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
Another blog post you've read. That one's an old one. I came up with that idea.
That was an old Tumblr post that you made.
Old
in
Tumblr, yeah. Oh my gosh, Satan's Tumblr was beautiful.
Lit.
It was lit. It was all photos of Dylan O'Brien smiling.
To be fair, everything you do, Satan, is quite lit.
Who's Dylan Fake O'Brien? Part.
Dylan O'Brien, gosh, so hot, so
what?
Hot.
Who's Dylan O'Brien?
Dylan O'Brien. You guys don't know Dylan O'Brien?
No.
From Wolf Show?
Well, yeah.
The
Teen
reboot?
Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
That one movie.
On MTV.
Teen Wolf on MTV, and he was also in that series of movies with,
He was the babe, I guess.
This is your thing. Satan has all these weird crushes.
So hot. And so funny.
Then why is his career falling off a cliff, Satan?
It's not.
I thought you
he's
had
back,
his back.
Baby. He's,
oh, he's
back
he's
and bigger
thriving.
Than ever.
All right, okay. Well, let's get on to the next.
D-O-B.
let's get on to the next story. The next bit of news here. Department of Justice plans to investigate boxes of records taken to Trump's Mar-a-Lago.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm sure when they get to those boxes of records, they'll like totally be intact.
Now, what kind of records are we talking about? Music records?
No. Yeah.
Oh, look, the Bee Gees.
Top secret records. You know,
it's
you can be sure
be a bunch
that it
of,
was
like golf things.
No, you can be sure it's stuff that he wanted to keep or destroy.
To hide.
So he brought it to Mar-a-Lago and didn't destroy it?
I don't know. Yeah, well.
Seems a little weird,
it's
right?
hard to know with Trump. Is it intentional evil or just absolute idiocy?
Yeah.
You know, right. You never know where you're going to land.
Did he purposely bring it or did he accidentally forget to unpack his back's trunk when he left?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He was like, he said it was an accident. He said it was an accident, which leads me to believe that it was intentional.
Yes, that makes sense.
Right.
That's so true. That's the nicest thing about Trump is he's so transparent. You just have to think what the other thing he's trying to say.
Exactly.
What's the lie?
He never lies if you just believe the opposite of whatever he said.
It's kind of like talking to, like, you know, that riddle where it's like one person only tells the truth, one person only tells the lies. Trump's the only tells the lies.
You know, I relate literally to Trump being a Gemini. I love an exaggeration.
Okay, Psyche, let's jump in. How do you relate to Trump?
I love to exaggerate. You know, when I was younger, I wouldn't say I was a pathological liar. I would say I was a pathological exaggerator. Because you know what? I knew how to tell a good story.
Mm-hmm. He definitely does that, too. Any kind of lie. Any kind of lie. Lies of omission, lies of exaggeration, sure. Bald-faced lies, body lies. Trump is your guy. Okay.
Yeah.
He does them all.
He does it all. He can do it all. He's an actor.
He's the king of lies.
And you guys really wanted to vote him out. That's what I don't understand. You got the king of lies as your president, and you wanted to vote him out.
Yeah.
God. And here we are.
And here we are.
Well, anyway, we hope that he gets arrested soon, because that would be funny.
You know what I just realized, God, in your photo? You only have four fingers.
Oh, yeah, this again, yes. Yeah. So that's the correct number.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
How is that the correct number?
That's all you need. I gave humans, you know, down on Earth five because...
Oh, you gave us a ring finger to get married because you believe...
I just figured you were... I just figured
in
that...
In traditional
humans,
marriage. You heard it here first. GodPod believes in traditional marriage.
Gave
the ring finger
days,
for one reason, quote unquote.
Humans were losing fingers left and right, okay? I just figured they needed an extra one. Just
back you know up. What it is? I think because we're recording this on a different way of recording, not a, you know, usually, and I never have seen the fingers. So
yeah, well, you know, that's the way it'd be.
There we
None
go.
Of this
anyway,
has to make sense, okay?
On to the next
has it made sense so far? Has any of it ever made sense?
You know, actually, it has. It just, this is the one time it hasn't.
Okay. Well, speaking of biblical things that don't make sense.
MTG.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh. See, this week.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, get chills down my spine thinking about jacuzzis with her.
You know, Psyche, that MTG and Satan had a thing back in the day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Was it like over a spring break?
Oh,
he smanged,
yeah.
Right?
It was Wet and Wild.
Was it at Club Med?
Spring. It was not over spring break. It was over spring Republican convention, RNC.
Oh.
Right.
Wait, no, it was at Sandals. You did this at Sandals?
I've done it. We did it a couple times.
I believe I'll never forget this episode that Satan told us that he smanged.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the day that I learned what smanging was.
What is smanging?
Smashing and banging combined into one. You guys don't know that song? I don't know how nobody knows that song.
How does it go?
Let me smang it, girl. Let me smash it and bang it. Let me smang it, girl. Let me smash it and bang it. Let me smang it, girl. Let me smash it and bang it.
I'm gonna pee my pants.
That's how Satan rolls.
Satan needs to go on tour. Oh my God. Satan, are you filling in for Kanye West at Coachella this year?
I am. So guys, I was gonna save it till later, but cat's out of the bag. Satan is performing. Buy your ticks. Buy your ticks. We got all the Satan's originals.
Originals?
Originals. It's originals, but they're filled with rage. What did MTG do? What's my girl doing these days?
I'm saying, don't say anything, God. Just see how long Satan can keep this going. All right. So MTG this week, she was trying to attack Ketanji Brown Jackson, the new Supreme Court justice. And she referred to the judge's refusal to trot out a definition of the word woman on the command of Republicans looking for sound bites by bringing up issues that have nothing to do with anything, right? So they were trying to get, they were like, define woman. And, you know, the funny thing about that is if you ask a Republican, they can't fucking define what a woman is, okay? They get tripped up so easily by follow-up questions. But so this is their new thing, their new bullshit. Ketanji Brown Jackson declined to offer definition based on the fact that she's not a biologist. And, you know, this has nothing to do with anything. But that didn't stop Marjorie Taylor Greene from providing her definition, which draws from old Christian misogyny. She says that, I'm going to tell you right now what is a woman. This is an easy answer. We are a creation of God. We came from Adam's rib. God created us with his hands. We may be the weaker sex. We are the weaker sex. But we are our partner, our husband's wife.
It was like she was in the room.
Is she married?
That impression was spot on.
Thanks. That's my Karen.
Is she married?
Open marriage.
Who's she married to?
Some guy.
Like not someone that's famous that we know?
No, it's not like John Mayer. You know, It's not like the drummer from Journey or anything.
No, I didn't know if she was married to another like politician or something.
No.
I think it's just a guy.
Ugh, she's
but
so
now
annoying.
We can be like, sorry, I guess he's the stronger one.
Yeah. Well, why are they? So I guess he's telling you what to say all the time. And I just wanted to say that I do not agree with her definition because she's basically saying that I created her with my hands. And, you know, she got Adam's rib involved. Leave me and Adam's rib out of this.
Well, why don't you set the record straight? What actually happened?
You know what? I don't want to like go down to her
no,
level.
No, God, come on, man.
No. I'm not going to. You know what, Satan? You're not.
Tomfoolery continues.
Of I just want to say she's stupid and I don't like her.
Yeah, agreed. And also then she got involved with Jimmy Kimmel. Did you hear this?
Oh, this was hilarious. She wants to talk to the manager of comedy. So Jimmy Kimmel made a joke, okay, about her. Let's see what that joke was again.
It was something like, oh, where's Will Smith when you need him?
Right. She called three Republicans who have committed to voting to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson. She called them pedophiles. So she basically called Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, and whoever the other one was. She's straight out. They're just calling people pedophiles and groomers now. That's their thing.
Right.
Which is ironic because there's so many fucking Republicans who have been convicted, arrested and convicted of being pedophiles. But and also they are trying to get child marriage to be legal in the state of Tennessee,
which is the craziest thing. They
like marrying children. And one of the state politicians there is a Republican who is married a child. Okay. But anyway, I digress. Yes. So Jimmy
Kimmel. That was a fun digression.
Jiminy Kimmel made this this joke.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. Jimmy Cricket said, where's Will Smith when you really need him? Okay, totally. Innocuous type of joke.
Like a 6 out of 10, I'd say.
Like, not the best joke, you know, but like, it's a joke.
It's yeah.
Nobody could say it wasn't a joke.
Yeah. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene lost whatever was left of her fragile mind. And she said, at ABC, this threat of violence against me by Jimmy Kimmel has been filed with the Capitol Police.
That's the Capitol Police is so funny.
The levels of irony on the fact that she, yes, tagged the Capitol Police when she was full-throatedly all in on the attack on the Capitol, which led to the death of Capitol Police. Satan.
Hell yeah. What's up, my guy?
Hit it
to me straight, Jimbo Kimmel.
So Jiminy Kimmel responded. She said, he's an officer. I would like to report a joke. Yeah.
Another joke. Nobody could say that wasn't a joke.
That's like 5 out of 10. And, you know, it's just so ironic that all of this happened.
It's just like, at this point, just who cares? You know what I mean? She's trying to be relevant. And I think that she can't take a joke, obviously. No one can take a joke, obviously. Everything is so just like the tensions are so high with everything. It's just exhausting.
I think she's
just
proving to a wider audience what a idiot.
Yeah, and it's like, it's a talk show host. This is what they do.
Yeah. Hi, humans. You know my problem with edibles? Sometimes you get so high, it can be really difficult to control the dose. There's nothing worse than being baked out of your mind when you didn't plan on it. And you know, once you eat it, there's no going back. Sometimes that happens to me. I do too much. That's not a good feeling. You just sit there, stoned out of your mind. That's why, when I need the perfect medium high, I hit up my friends at Diet Smoke for their delicious Delta-8 THC gummies. So what exactly is Delta-8? Well, Delta-8 is simply a slightly less potent THC. The THC that you're probably most familiar with is Delta-9. And while both are natural to the cannabis plant, Diet Smoke extracts their Delta-8 from hemp. Some may call this a loophole. I call it the secret recipe to getting a smooth, stable, and most importantly, legal high. Now, you're probably asking yourself, does Diet Smoke really get you high? Of course! The high you get with Diet Smoke is best described as somewhere between the chillness of CBD and that classic stoned feeling you get with regular weed. Diet Smoke isn't light, it's just right. Plus, Diet Smoke comes in two delicious flavors, blue raspberry and watermelon. I like watermelon, but I say you should try them both. Each gummy is infused with 10 milligrams of Delta-8 THC derived from American-grown hemp. Also, Diet Smoke's Delta-8 gummies are low in sugar, fat-free, and delicious. Oh, and did I mention they're legal? So, when CBD isn't enough and traditional THC is too much, enjoy the smooth buzz of Diet Smoke. Use promo code GODPOD for 20% off your order. Go to DietSmoke.com and use the promo code GODPOD for 20% off your order. That's DietSmoke.com. Promo code GODPOD for 20% off. Diet Smoke's Delta-8 THC gummies are not for use or sale to people under the age of 21. Please use responsibly.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. Subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon. Give us a review or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. When you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. Don't like ads in your God Pod? On Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. There is so much fun waiting for you. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
It's time for group therapy with Psyche.
Ooh.
Ooh.
But I feel like I need some therapy after all that.
I know. It's been a bit, you know, it's been a bit.
It's been a bit. Yeah. I did a show last week just with Satan. That was fun.
Really? How did it go?
We didn't talk once about feelings.
We just broke down the whole time. We talked a lot about April Fool's Day. We did. We talked a lot about April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Because that was happening. But then the week before that, it was just me and you, Psyche. And that was fun, too.
Yeah, that was really fun, too. Well, here's a question for you. How do you think your negative thoughts influence your behavior?
Wow.
Wow. You're bringing it. You're bringing it. I feel like you Google searched common group therapy discussion questions.
Maybe I did. But, you know, sometimes Psyche's a little sometimes busy and has to do things.
Can you repeat the question again?
I absolutely can. How do you think your negative thoughts influence your behavior?
My negative thoughts. Wow. Well, I mean, basically every day I jump on Twitter.com like the second I wake up and read it all day until the second I go to sleep. That's how I keep an eye on what the humans are doing.
Right.
And I get
that's how
really
you keep up.
I get really depressed reading their thoughts and prayers. Yeah.
Right.
So then that makes me retreat into my shell and just want to get stoned and play video games and sleep, like forever.
It's very honest.
How about you,
I mean,
Satan?
Is it the same for you, Satan? Are you,
yeah,
you just,
how
like,
do you think your negative thoughts influence your behavior, seeing that you are Satan?
Oh, man, yeah. Well, you know, Satan doesn't really have that many negative thoughts. It's mostly like crunk-a-dunkin' and picture myself making threes and stuff, you know?
And shebangin'.
Shebangin'.
Which is not shmanging. Shebanging is a 1950s version of a group sex. It's what we used to call it back in the 1950s. Like, y'all going to shebangin' tonight? And we would chow down on each other.
And
bango bango, yes, thinking a lot about bango bango, how to expand, how to depreciate, sabaro, that's like the 1400s version of a group sex. Yeah.
Sabaro?
Are you going to the sabaro?
I love sabaro pizza.
Yeah, I thought it involved so that was just group sex with pizza.
No. They actually took the idea from the 1400s.
Oh, okay. All right.
So anyway, but when I do get negative thoughts, you know, like, oh, man, I'm not evil anymore. Maybe I'm turning a new leaf.
Right.
Maybe I'm just a pushover.
Like after you do an episode really of the God Pod.
Yeah, yeah. When I'm like saying I'm not racist.
Gotcha. Right. What are some things that you actively do to avoid, let's say, temptation?
Temptation?
Yeah.
What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, you know, temptation, like sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Usually I do all those three at the same time.
Yeah. First of all, Satan
the
is like the king.
Oh, yeah. I've got a double bass guitar and I am just ripping drugs. And
you're slapping the bass.
Yeah, it's
Listen,
great.
There's never a bad time for Satan to party. Right.
Literally.
He's the king of temptation.
And
I run directly towards temptation. I give the temptation.
Right.
I'm the one going, come here, little boy.
Everybody's doing it, God.
Let me show you drugs, little boy.
Yeah, Satan's the one that's
not too
like,
young, like 18, like 17, 18.
Satan's like, you don't know about drugs. You don't know what cocaine is.
You have not lived until you're
you do not know what rock and roll
slamming
is.
A guitar, smanging some
Ooh,
girl.
Sabaroing them.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do one more thing. Ready? Name three things you like about yourself and explain why. God, you can start.
I have been, do you want me to go? I'll go.
Yeah.
Because I work on my daily affirmations all the time.
Oh, I love this.
It makes me feel better. It makes me feel like I exist. So let's see. I create stuff good. I smite evil good. Sometimes. But not enough. I do good. I'm also really good at just staying out of your way, like forever. I'm not a nuisance.
I like that.
I stay out of your hair. You won't even notice me. It's like I'm not even there.
That was
Satan,
great, God.
You have a follow-up for that? Three things you like about yourself and why?
Sure, sure. I am red. I have horns. Big feet.
You know what they say.
It covers
big feet, big hands.
Big claws.
What do they say, Psyche?
Big schnoz.
Four fingers.
Tiny peen.
Yeah, and I can last. I can stand in fire for however I want.
Four fingers.
Ooh, that's four a good fingers. Power. That's a good power.
That's what I like about myself. Also,
that's a
my
good
laugh.
Thing to like about yourself. I like that. I like that you like that you're red.
Well, yeah, red is tight. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Telling you guys, you have not lived until you're slamming the keys of a grand piano while Bach goes to town on you. And you're playing Free Fallin'.
Bach goes to town on you.
You're playing Free Fallin'.
Are you telling me that J.S.
Bach
is in hell?
Jumps?
What?
Why did I send Bach to hell? That doesn't sound right.
No, man, that was not even hell, man. He was playing rock and roll music. That was the 1800s.
I have one more final question for you, because we have to do this. How are you really?
Well, I have to say that I'm pretty good. I've had like two or three therapy sessions already this week with other therapists.
Yeah. Other therapists? I didn't know there were others.
Multiple
therapists. I've got a whole team, Psyche. Okay. And so I feel pretty good, pretty flushed.
Yeah.
Right now.
Good. You feel flushed. Okay.
Yeah, it feels like my brain took a massive dump.
Right, and you're feeling just like
feeling
that relief.
Like light and breezy. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Satan, what about you?
Dude, I feel chill AF.
Oh.
Bro.
Easy breezy lemon squeezy.
Easy breezy, yeah. Beautiful cover girl. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I did just finish my shoot for CoverGirl, and that
there you go.
So
oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. What did they do with your hair and your horns?
They
with your goatee.
Polished.
Yeah.
They polished all of them, so I'm glimmering.
I can't wait to see it. I bet your eyelashes are to die for.
Oh, they're huge. They're 4 feet.
Splink, splink.
Takes up most.
4 feet long eyelashes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Splink, 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 splink.
Splink.
I am a sucker for long eyelashes, Satan. So. Yeah.
Well, that's why you've been looking at me and nonstop looking at me throughout this whole recording.
Well, I have to say I'm very proud of
it's
you
like a
boys.
Horse.
So let's give a round of applause for
thanks. We made it through.
You made it through.
Now let's go on to Psyche's favorite segment. It's called Philosophy Talk. This is the part of the show where we review famous philosophical quotes from, you know, historical personages, and then we just sort of like discuss them.
I like this one. Can I do the first one? I like this one.
Sure.
If God did not exist, it would be necessary to invent him, Voltaire.
Whoa.
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 Why? Why would it be necessary? Like, am I really stopping anyone from doing anything? Am I helping anyone? Am I? Answer at any time.
Please. Oh, this is not going on.
Yeah, we both thought it was rhetorical.
I mean, I understand this one. I do. I understand,
yeah.
Like, you
what,
need.
What does it mean to you?
What does it mean to me if God did not exist, it would be necessary to invent him? I think that we all need to look onto a higher power of some sort to, you know, lean on as emotional support.
And blame. Mm-hmm. And blame things on.
And blame.
I'll jump into the next one. One cannot conceive anything so strange and so implausible that it has not already been said by one philosopher or another. René Descartes. Run the cow.
One cannot conceive anything so strange and so implausible it has not already been said by one philosopher or another.
Yeah, Rene? How about computers? You ever think about that? You think Rene Descartes was back going, this tweet. I'm going to nail this tweet.
Yeah, like, I know how Rene feels, because it's like every time I go to write a tweet, it's like someone's already said this. This is
like Amy Schumer was blamed for doing some viral.
Here
shows,
we go. Uh-oh.
You know, so it's the same sort of thing, right?
How did Amy Schumer sneak into philosophy talk?
We got her quotes.
I love Amy Schumer.
Okay.
I think she did great at the Oscars.
I think she did phenomenal.
I was proud of her, because I was like, before the Oscars, I was like, she's going to say something that's going to get her in trouble for the next 2 or 3 weeks.
And it wasn't.
Turns out, wasn't Amy. Wasn't Amy. Wasn't Amy. Okay, what about this one?
Yeah.
Religion is the sign of the oppressed. It is the opium of the people. Karl Marx.
How does that make you feel, Satan?
That one is rock and roll. I love Karl Marx. That guy, he says some straight up. He said, religion is the opium of the people. That sounds like a tattoo I want to get.
It kind of does sound like a tattoo, like, quote that someone would get.
Yeah.
You know what else is the opium of the people?
Opium.
Opium. Yeah. And fentanyl.
Drugs.
Yeah, drugs.
Drugs.
You don't know about drugs, Karl Marx. You don't even know what cocaine is, Karl Marx. Why don't you go have a seat over there with Madison Cawthorn?
Religion is the sign of the oppressed. Try living through the 80s, Karl Marx, okay?
Try going on tour with Guns N' Roses, okay?
Psyche, did you do that?
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe. Okay.
I like this one. That man is wisest who, like Socrates, realizes that his wisdom is worthless. Plato.
Wow. I believe it's Plateau.
I mean, I feel this one in my bones. You know, it's not what you know, it's who you know? Yeah. And like, you can think you know so much, and then it's like, at the end of the day, you're like, I don't know shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Let it out.
You know what I have to say? I enjoyed today's philosophy talk.
Wow.
Nice.
Huge. Huge. It was because of Karl Marx. We should do a next week, all philosophy about
Karl Marx.
Socialism.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Something big happened in the world of all that. Right, Satan? We haven't talked about.
What?
Like the first Amazon union formed.
Oh, yeah. We love Amazon. I think they're trying to form a union. Did it work?
It worked.
Really?
Wow.
You missed this news, Satan?
I saw that they were forming, but I missed everything else.
There was this guy, Chris Smalls, who led an effort, and they won against... This is a real David and Goliath story.
Wow.
Okay. They,
so they've started their own union.
They started a union. It's insane because Amazon spends millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to defeat any attempt at a union, as did Starbucks. And so many Starbucks are now unionizing also. And why is it important? Well, once one succeeds, it lays the groundwork for more for this to spread.
Right.
And that's why it's picking up steam at Starbucks also. You just give the time and it's just going to grow and grow. Because it is absolutely 100% necessary. Amazon has people pissing into bottles. And as much as I know you love that, Satan, because you're so anti-union, I, for one, foolery. Think it's wrong. I'm just kidding, Satan. Satan has been very pro-union.
Well, religion is the sign of the oppressed. I would say Amazon is the sign of the oppressed. And being oppressed is pretty cool. It's pretty evil to be oppressed.
Yeah, Amazon's pretty evil.
I guess Satan's more message is like, come on. What's the problem with being
oppressed? Hey, guys. Come on.
They tried to ruin this guy's life. They really did. And he defeated them.
He held
strong. I would
love
to get him on the pod. If anyone knows... Chris Smalls, Hit me up. Man,
I'm so sorry. I don't think I know the leader of the Amazon Union.
You don't know. How about Bezos? Do you know Bezos?
Oh, yeah. We hang out all the time.
All right. Maybe we can get him.
He's one of your investors.
We'll get him on and we'll give him shit about
this. We Zulf all the time.
What?
Zulf.
What's Zulf?
I thought you'd never ask. It's golfing on Zoloft. You take four or five Zoloft and you go future golfing.
Holy
the
shit.
The Amazon Gloob. The Amazon Gloob is like the 3D rendering of Amazon. You can play wherever you want.
This is what the tech bros are doing.
High off Zoloft, feeling so happy.
is that what's big in Silicon Valley now?
Oh, yeah.
So you're Zolfing
like
in,
really
in the metaverse.
Real people, when they take Zoloft, I'm just saying you're basically microdosing Zoloft. When you take five Zoloft, it's another world.
We do not,
but
here,
don't do
I would
this.
Just like
do
to say, yeah, here
this.
At the God Pod, we do not endorse or recommend trying this at home.
We don't Zolf.
Satan likes to make jokes. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to tell the Capitol Police on me? Huh?
that was a good callback. All right.
With the goddamn news.
More
of
the goddamn news. Yeah.
Go ahead. Ask a question.
So Mark Zuckerberg says Meta employees, in quote, lovingly, which when anything is in quotes with that kind of saying, it's weird, referred to him as the Eye of Sauron. What is Sauron?
Oh, God.
You don't know? Okay, so I guess you didn't watch any of the Lord of the Rings movies.
I did, like, in passing. I was called Gollum growing up, so.
You what?
So you avoided it?
Who called you Gollum?
Yourself?
The Greek world, they called you a Gollum?
And I took it as a term of endearment. Really skinny, big eyes, white skin.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels
a little
Gollum-y.
Annoying, always looking for jewelry.
Like, talking to the third person, you know, all that stuff.
Wow.
Split personality.
Well, to be fair, it's the Eye of Sauron.
Okay, Sauron. So
and
what
you
is
remember
the
in the movie, the big burning eye. Remember the movies in the big burning eye?
So
okay.
Google search or click on the link. But
clicking. Yeah. Click. Right.
Okay. You'll see the Eye of Sauron. It's this big evil. No, it's a bad thing.
Oh.
Like the Eye of Sauron.
Some would argue it's a good thing. Like,
it's the evil eye that desperately watches the entire evil kingdom to make sure that everything's on task. So he thinks it's a
why
loving.
Why would he admit that?
I don't know. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. Maybe for some people it is. Maybe he's telling the truth. But I'm sure for other people it's like, no, dude, you're the Eye of Sauron.
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 That was me trying extra hard to nail the pronunciation.
How did you say
Sauron?
Sauron.
Sauron. So, are you jealous, Satan? Is this what they call you down in hell?
No, they call me Mark Zuckerberg. They lovingly refer to me as Mark Zuckerberg. And it's a good joke. It's a good joke.
10 out of 10. In further Zuckerberg news, Zuckbucks are the latest digital currency scheme brewing at Meta after Facebook's cryptocurrency collapsed. What's
What's
like carpe diem?
What's the exchange rate of Schrutbucks to Zuckbucks and of Zuckbucks to Elon Nichols?
Yeah, good. That's
what is good. That? Office reference.
One.
I'm going to report that joke to the Capitol Police.
That's like a 1 out of 10. Yes.
One for one.
I don't think that they understand his popularity level very well. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe they do. They're like, he's rich. He's rich, so they attach his name to it, so then the currency will have some kind of magical value.
I remember seeing this video of him where he was like, I was a human. I mean, I am a human.
is that real? Is that a real thing?
Yeah. I was well, a human. I am a human.
I got to find that. I think they should go. I think they should really give Damn another try.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like good. Damn.
Damn. Lean into that. Oh, this next story is fun. Michael
I really
Bay,
love this next story.
Why don't you read it, Satan?
Michael Bay says Steven Spielberg told him to quit making Transformer movies. I should have stopped. What Michael Bay said.
Jeez, you think? Yeah.
That have you seen nice. His interview about his new music movie coming out, Ambulance?
No.
No. He just goes like, there's some shots in that movie I hate. The CGI didn't nail the CGI. It's like ripping apart his own movie.
The movie that it literally just came out.
It's so funny.
It's just out there right now. I think
just like telling some interviewer, like, yeah, the CGI in some of those shots is terrible. You know, and I wasn't happy with some of those shots.
Just walking
God, why
back.
Would he do that?
You know, he hates it. He's got so much money, he doesn't need it.
But he makes,
but he makes
a lot of money.
Poor
on
Jake
these
Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal's in that movie, isn't he?
He's very proud of that work. Scientists make message to send Earth's location to aliens, ignoring Stephen Hawking's warning not to do so.
Why did he say don't do it?
Because he knew more than we did.
Why do you think? Now I got to read the article. Damn you, Satan.
Yeah. That's what's really evil about Satan. Getting you to do the required reading.
Getting you to read. You know, I have to say, the aliens are coming whether we send our location or not. You know, I think they're much smarter than us.
Okay, so here it is. Stephen Hawking's concerns about aliens. He expressed concern multiple times about humans. I should really just grab him and get him in here. We can have him explain it to us. Anyway, there's not time. He expressed concerns about humans doing this multiple times.
Really?
Why? He showed support for efforts to find alien life by listening, but warned against actively reaching out ourselves using humanity's own behavior as a sign that aliens won't necessarily be friendly. There's this great assumption that as a society gets smarter and more advanced, that it'll somehow be more morally good. And Mr. Hawking was not under no such illusion.
He was like, we're awful people. And
yeah, I mean, because it hasn't been, has it ever been true? He goes on, if you look at history, contact between humans and less intelligent organisms have often been disastrous from their point of view, and encounters between civilizations with advanced versus primitive technologies have gone badly for the less advanced. Yeah, he went on to say that aliens could be vastly more powerful than us. He knew about the aliens.
Well, of course they are.
And may not see us as more valuable than we see bacteria. Ouch!
Yikes!
But don't they think we're funny? They must subscribe to the Godfather.
Come on, they must like Twitter. Have they seen Twitter?
Have they seen my
Twitter
body?
Humor? They see my following.
I agree with Mr. Hawking. You stupid fucks. Why? Why are you doing this? Why?
Think about getting an alien the God Pod, though. Wouldn't that be great? Like an alien that's like all riled up. That's like, I want to kill you. I want to kill you.
We need to do that. Yeah. We need an alien. At some point, it's my goal to have an alien just be a regular.
Interesting.
Yeah. That'll be an interesting phase.
Exciting.
I'm friends with Lenny Kravitz, so we could get him on.
Ooh.
What?
He's an alien.
That's
I mean.
Random...
All right. Let's go on to Bless, Smite, and Second Coming.
Oh, I'll start. I want to bless you two for being so open today in therapy. Very, very, very open. Very
I shouldn't have
exciting.
Said all those sex, drugs, and rock and roll things.
No, we were just really being like the true people that you
honest.
Were. Yeah. I want to smite Mark Zuckerberg for thinking he's a comedian with his jokes with, you know, like I'm the
But have
eye
you
of-
seen his type five? Have you seen his type five?
Have you even seen his type five?
And I would like a second coming of the aliens coming for us. Mm. So Thank you.
I would like to bless you, Psyche, and bless you, Satan, as always, for being so delightful. And I would like to smite Michael Bay. I see what you're doing, okay? You can't just make shitty movies and then try to walk back, okay? You should have stopped. You didn't listen. I see what you're doing, and it's not okay. Second coming, things we want more of. More of those, I like those exercises during group therapy, Psyche.
Oh, cool. The Google ones.
And the Google ones.
Google's good for the questions. Thanks, Google. Cool. And Psyche.
Wow. I want to big bless up everybody that made today's episode happen from the
bless
ground
up.
We're blessing up today. We're
the
talking
cherubs.
God. We're talking Psyche. We're talking all the people that make the news work. You know? We're talking Voltaire.
MTG in the house.
We're talking everybody. Big blesses up. Today, no Satan, no smitey. We only blessing up, baby. We only blessing up.
Also, be sure to catch Satan at Coachella 2022.
Ooh, that's right.
It's all April love 17th. At Coachella. Come check my set. It'll be amazing. I'm singing such songs as If God Doesn't Exist, Why It Would Be Necessary to Invent Him. Religion
Marx.
Is the sign of the oppressed.
Marx
it is the opium of
with
the people.
With three X's. Marx with three X's.
And what am I asking for more of? More Transformers movie.
No!
Let's get Ambulance no! Part 2. Big blockbusters. Come on, baby. Give me more. Daddy like car into robot. Car into robot,
no.
Back into car. Daddy like.
Yes. I think that Satan really just must have had quite the bump before the show.
Satan
he was
likes
definitely
the...
on tour with Guns N' Roses.
Satan will pop vibes.
Guns
N'
Roses, Mahatma Gandhi, and we were going ham on a guitar. All five of us playing this one guitar at the same time.
Wow.
Learned a lot about myself that night.
That's they wrote a whole album that way.
Yeah, that was their third album, which nobody listened to because it was really bad. But
it sounded like there were six people
it
playing
was a
one guitar.
It sounded like some five people trying to play the same guitar.
Not your best work. Not your best work. All right. Thanks, everyone. It's time for your new commandment. Thou shalt not send your location into outer space so that aliens can more easily find you. Damn it, humans! What are you, fucking stupid? Haven't you seen a sci-fi flick before? Independence Day? Hello? The aliens will show up and straight up murder your asses! So just keep your heads down, humans, and shut the fuck up! The Lord has spoken.